With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More trouble for a former FBI director. The Justice Department indicting James Comey over the posting of a social media photo. The story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Last year, Comey posted a beach photo of seashells in the shape of the numbers 8647. 86 is slang for get rid of, and administration officials asserted that Comey was advocating the assassination of Donald Trump, the 47th president. At the time, Comey said it was simply a political message, and he deleted the post. The indictment is the second criminal case the Justice Department has brought against the former FBI director. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An American GI finds himself in big trouble.
A Special Forces soldier pleads not guilty Tuesday to charges he used classified information about the mission to capture former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to win more than $400,000 on the prediction market, Holly Market. 38-year-old Gannon Ken Van Dyke entered the plea after he was charged with the unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain. The case comes during heavy scrutiny on prediction markets, which allow people to trade or wager on almost anything, as policymakers call for stricter regulations on the platforms amid concerns about insider trading. Julie Walker, New York.
Damon Jones has become the first person to plead guilty in a pair of federal indictments involving 34 defendants, including some of the alleged links to the mafia and other NBA players and coaches. A former NBA player, Jones was among three people charged in both indictments, one of which focused on poker schemes against wealthy victims who were allegedly lured to play the game in rigged games with famous athletes. This is SRN News. Virginia embracing church-state partnerships. Here's Michael Harrington with that story.
A new law will make it easier for congregations to build affordable housing on their land if they wish to. Virginia, like many states, has a lot of homeless people, and churches are looking for ways to help solve the problem. Sheila Hennessy of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy likes the measure, telling the Christian Post, quote, "It allows faith communities to care for neighbors and is the most meaningful policy addressing the housing shortage to pass this year." Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states. Missouri lawmakers asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks, but it needs voter approval. And a Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. A gunman opening fire in Athens, Greece, leaving several people wounded. Charles de la Desma reports.
Police say the suspect, armed with a shotgun, had initially opened fire at a social security office in the center of the Greek capital, wounding an employee. Officers who arrived at the scene treated the man, but the gunman had fled the scene. The same man suspected of later opening fire on the ground floor of a court building in Athens, with several people wounded there. Authorities had found the shotgun too. The motive for the shooting is unclear. The gunman had reportedly thrown envelopes with documents onto the floor after the shooting at the courthouse, saying those were the reasons for his actions. Greek media is reporting he's 89 years old. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Rescue teams have finished removing victims from the damaged commuter train in Indonesia that left 14 people dead. Rail officials say 84 others have been injured. More details at srnnews.com.